the main room in the center with the log room additions on the side and in the back, and the room, the attic room, and then a low room on the back of it with a walkway to the cook room, which was a huge room in the back, separate from the house, just with the little breezeway connection. And there was a fireplace in either end of the long room back of the first part of that house. And she always called that the boys' room because it had four huge beds in it with two ceiling-to-floor wardrobes for their clothes and then these fireplaces to keep warm.
Oh, I see.
And a fireplace in the main room, which she called the main room. Then off of that was the spinning and weaving room with the porch across the front. And I'm sorry it's not standing today. Yeah. They tore it away. Mm-hmm. And then the cook room in the back, and that is where women stayed most of the time. And it had, I guess, one of the first Franklin stoves that ever came to this country. It had a double oven in it. And that was the means of heat in when I remember. Mm-hmm. But before then, it had the rock fireplace mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. Those rocks were cut to fit. It was quite something. And she had, the hook was still in the front room fireplace for very severe weather for the pot to boil the stew. And she would do all those things for us. So we'd know how the pioneers lived. And bake the sweet
wonderful
potatoes, had the spider. She'd put the coals out on the hearth and set the spider on it to make a fritter cake. You sit
right
there and put your feet up in your outing gown and eat a fritter cake. And had the corn popper. Had a slide. The handles always just fascinated me. It was so long, and you just touched a spring and the top came back to pour up the corn, or to put the corn in, to shake it over the flames to cook it. She had all those things.
What did
the ovens, Dutch ovens that you put in the coals.
And the difference between the Dutch oven and the spider? And
the spider was like a griddle. You could set a pot on it when you weren't using it for griddle cakes or pancakes or whatever.
Little legs on it.
I
see. And then, would the Dutch oven have legs?
Uh-huh. It had little legs too, because, so the coals would fit under.
I see.
And then the flat pots, you usually put those on the spiders.
I see. So the spider would be a flatter.
Uh-huh.
And
it had a dual purpose.
Uh-huh. I see. What did you call the board above the fireplace?
The mantelpiece.
One question that I really had in mind when I asked you that, in addition to a fireplace, what would you put on the bed in cold weather? What was especially good?
Comforter?
The comforter?
A quilt?
Is there a difference?
Yes. A quilt has the thin bed in it, and is usually done in an intricate design. Well, and the comforter was down-filled.
Oh, it's a down.
Or goose down.
It would be very warm.
Filled.
Mm-hmm.
I have to.
I see.
I may use them with the energy crisis.
I'll bet. The pantry and where did you keep